Negotiating a modern treaty can take decades, but once the agreement is signed, the ongoing work of implementation work begins.
When you negotiate a claim and you get a claim, that's the first massive step. That's huge. That's historic. Then the real work starts, the implementation. The implementation process is taking what's in the claim and making it real, making it work on the ground for our people, for our beneficiaries. That's what implementation is.
In this episode, we will explore what implementation is and what it looks like in modern treaty communities. Across Canada, First Nations, Inuit, and Métis leaders have spent their entire careers negotiating modern treaties. At the end of that long process comes the effective date. The effective date is the day when the treaty changes from an idea to a fact. Negotiations are over, and it is time to switch to implementation. On the effective date, every organization created by the modern treaty comes alive and begins to function. It takes years to prepare for this day, to ensure all the people, buildings, equipment, and finances are in place to run things, but it is still a very busy, sometimes chaotic time.
At the beginning, we went from an Indian Act band to overnight became a self-governing First Nation. Indian Act band, we may have had very few staff who are working and delivering pretty basic programs and services to the community, and very few. And the next day, we're a self-governing First Nation, and we have to build a lands and resources department, a finance department, a governance department, all these different departments. So, and operationalizing them, getting warm human bodies into those positions that are required to make the agreements come alive.
Implementation plans are used to guide the implementation of a modern treaty.
There's the final agreements, the self-government agreements, and then the implementation plans for each of the self-governing First Nations. And there's a larger implementation plan. Those implementation plans are basically breaking down every major aspects of the final agreement and the self-government agreement into tasks. It's basically like this book of tasks that we work, sometimes tri-party, sometimes Yukon and the First Nation, and sometimes First Nations in tandem, work to get these agreements implemented and get them moving and in place. So it's a task list that tells each government what they should be doing, basically. So when we do a review of it, so for example, Chapter 22, Economic Development, we're doing a review of that chapter, it calls each party to task. Like, if Yukon government said they're doing this, they should be doing this in this chapter. If the First Nations are doing this, they're doing this. If Canada is doing this, they're doing this. It tells us each what we're in charge of and what we're responsible for to implement within those agreements.
Regardless of how carefully the treaty documents were planned, what's happening on the ground is sometimes different from the ideas in the treaty. So implementation is not just about doing what the treaty says each side will do. It is also about responding to what is happening right now.
Implementation is often sort of like the interpretation of those provisions and figuring out the best way to do what we said we would do. So it's really, the relationship piece is really the key. It's about, one of the terms that's often used in our world is sort of like the implementers breathe life into the agreements. So they're the ones sort of making it happen. More often than not, we believed something would occur in one way, but it just didn't work that way. So the implementers are figuring it out as we go, often to make sure that we're doing what we said we would do. Often sort of just getting together and saying, we said we would do this, but it's not really going to happen that way because of this. So what if we did it this way?
Self-governing modern treaty organizations have the ability to take over programs and services from the federal, provincial, and territorial governments, such as education, family services, and law enforcement. But sometimes, simply taking them over is not enough, and changes to the programs and services need to be made. This work is all a part of the ongoing implementation process.
For me, self-governing means if it hasn't worked this far, We've taken down all these programs from the federal government. We're delivering them the same way they delivered them, and they're still not working. Then maybe it's time to exercise our true self-governing powers and looking at, you know, thinking outside of the box and look at creating ways, you know, to help or to change this program or that program to truly meet the needs. And those needs, you know, hopefully as we become healthier and healthier, those needs shift to different areas and to the point of where you don't need those programs because people are healthy.
Tune in to part 2 of this episode to learn all about the implementation review process.